Chapter 12. End of the Nightmare. Ashton walked for most of the day. "I can't believe my feet are still moving," he thought. Suddenly, he saw some men and a woman. They waved in excitement. "People! Thank God!" he thought. He waved back and fell to the ground from fatigue. Ashton woke up during the night and found he was lying in a comfortable bed. His shoes were off, and he smelled of soap. "Someone bathed me and put me into this bed," he thought, and then fell back asleep. In the morning, he smelled something sweet baking in the house. He was in a room decorated for a little girl. The wallpaper was pink, and there were dolls on the floor. Ashton stood up. He was wearing pajamas and lying in clean cotton sheets. He opened the door and smelled fresh bread. How wonderful! He walked down a hall and into a kitchen. A man was sitting at the table writing.
"So, you woke up then," the man said. "After you fell, we brought you home. I'm Charles. Who are you?"
Ashton shook his hand. "Thank you, Charles. I'm Ashton. I've got so many questions." A woman walked into the kitchen.
"Not before you eat," she said. "I'm Kay."
Ashton shook her hand and sat down. He stared at the fresh bread, butter, and jam on the table. He took a bite. The delicious food melted in his mouth.
"I can't believe you've got all this food," Ashton said. "How did you survive?"
"We hid in the cellar of our house. And the Martians didn't discover us," Charles said. "As soon as they started to die, some men telegraphed Paris. A few ships arrived at the docks yesterday, bringing food for the survivors."
Ashton smiled and said, "Thank you. I'm very grateful to you."
"More ships are coming with corn and potatoes from the continent," Kay said. "We need to plant a new world."
"It's so good to be with people after all this time alone," Ashton said. "But I'm worried about my wife. I must find out if she survived."
"Where did you last see her?" Charles asked.
Ashton said, "I left her in Leatherhead after the first attack." Charles lowered his head. Kay said,
"We're so sorry. About 2 days ago, the Martians went crazy with their heat ray. And now, Leatherhead is just ashes."
"No!"
Ashton screamed. He ran into the bedroom and cried until he fell asleep. He had terrible dreams about his wife. Later, he sat down with Charles and Kay. "I'm going home," he said. "I'm returning to Woking. I need to be there."
"I understand that," Kay said. "I'll pack you some supplies, but you should eat before you leave."
Ashton ate quickly and then stood up. "Thank you for your kindness," he said.
"You're welcome," Charles said. "Come back any time."
For 3 days, Ashton walked towards Woking. He felt sadder than he thought it was possible to feel. He passed other people along the way, all sad and haunted, but glad to be alive. There were many survivors, all anxious to rebuild their lives. Some shops were open with bread, fruit, and vegetables. The churches gave food to the people, fresh bread from France. There was clean water for everybody. Finally, Ashton arrived in Woking. There were many people in the streets. Their skin was yellow, and most of them were dressed in rags. Some areas of the town escaped the Martians, and the people there were helping others rebuild their homes. At last, Ashton arrived home, happy to see it was still standing. The door was open just as he left it that morning, nearly 4 weeks before. Then he was with Bill, the soldier. But where was Bill now? Ashton entered the study. There, on the table, was the newspaper he was reading
when the first spaceship arrived from Mars. The bottle of whiskey was still on the table. He and Bill left it there the night he returned from Leatherhead. It seemed like years ago. Suddenly, he heard a voice upstairs. "Nobody has been here for weeks, Hannah. Don't stay and torment yourself. Let's go back to Leatherhead." Ashton was shocked. Did he imagine the voice? Slowly, he turned round and faced the stairs. And there was his wife and her aunt walking sadly down the stairs. Ashton and Hannah looked at each other. They couldn't believe their eyes.
"Thank God you're alive," Hannah said. "I knew. I just knew."
Ashton couldn't speak. He just stepped forward and took his wife in his arms. The nightmare was over.